It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day to you. Happy Fractious Friday. Yes. And as always, it's going to be a Fab Four Friday, which means we play the Fab Four as our bumper music. And if you're new to the planet Earth, you might not know who the Fab Four are. And they're called the Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And so we'll be playing their music today. This is an instrumental of one of their songs. We are live from the Laughlin Mall. It is February the 17th. Yeah, only 11 days left in the month. Wow, that's crazy, huh? But that's the way February goes. Went to the meat bingo last night in Bullhead City, and my wife won some meatballs. I'm going to pick them up today. That was pretty cool. The room was packed. Oh, my gosh, it was packed. And it was catered by ProFit Kitchen, one of our sponsors, and it was really good. They had wraps and chips and salads and cookies. Yeah, I didn't know I didn't have the salad. But it was really nice. Now, there was a mixer last night also in Bullhead City at the Little Red Schoolhouse and the museum. And I understand that it went really well. I saw some pictures of that. I want to tell you that there's a Veterans Resource Fair going on right now at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce until 2 o'clock today. And so get down there. And then tonight at 5:30, the Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club will have bingo. And they're doing it at Los Lagos. Yeah. And I would assume it's cash because it doesn't say meet bingo. So if you want to go to Los Lagos tonight about 5:30, you can participate in bingo and make some money for the Morning Sunrise Rotary Club. All right. Fab Four Friday means Fab Four. Everybody knows this drum rip. I wonder if Paul LaVoie can play this. Yeah, probably. And in the studio we go, and we welcome Jackie. No, Jackie. Why am I saying Jackie?
Jackie's
here. Jackie's here next Tuesday. Becky from the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. How's besides freezing up there in Kingman, how's everything?
Oh, busy.
Do you have snow on the ground?
Yes. No, we didn't. They may have gotten a little bit up in the mountain. I've actually been gone for a few days.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you missed it.
I know that they did have rain, sleet, snow, hail, all at one time.
But oh, my gosh.
Luckily, I wasn't there to see it.
So. Yeah, no kidding. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, a couple of days ago, I guess it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I'm not into the snow. I'm the type of guy that when I was a kid, we went to the mountains and played in the snow, and then we went home. I can still do that. I can still go to Kingman, play in the snow, and come home.
Yeah, well, I'm the kid that grew up in the snow, and as soon as I had to deal with it on a daily life basis, I got the heck out of there.
Yeah, I know. It's like growing up with parents that smoke. You know, you don't want to smoke because you were around it all the time.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so I can imagine that you...
I'm not even a fan of playing in it a whole lot.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, just don't like to be cold.
Yeah, yeah, it's been chilly. So I've got my little heater on over there that they loaned me in the mall because there's no heat on this side of the building.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it probably went out and they ordered a replacement and still waiting.
Still waiting, yeah. It's on a boat out there in the harbor at Long Beach somewhere.
So how's our Kingman Chamber of Commerce doing?
My goodness, we are so busy.
Did you have a mixer last night, too?
It seems, we did.
Seems like you and Bullhead have mixers at the same time.
We do, yeah. And I really wish, you know, but it's been that way for so many years. It's hard to change that kind of stuff. But it would be nice if we could have them on different days and kind of support each other.
Yeah,
because you guys do some cool stuff. And we do, too. Yeah, we had MCC Foundation had the mixer last night out at the main campus of the college, not at our office.
Jagger, yeah.
So, yeah, we were out on Jagerson, and really, really nice, great spread of food. Carmela from Sirens did a giant charcuterie board and these roast beef sandwiches with horseradish sauce.
Were they trying to get more people on the foundation board, or were they trying to get money?
I think more just kind of letting everybody know what the foundation does.
Okay.
And they do have a wine festival coming up in October, so looking to build a committee to kind of do that. They did that years ago.
Okay.
And so they're going to try to bring that back as a fundraising mechanism. And so just kind of, you know, an outreach of what all the foundation does. And always looking for volunteers and money.
Paul Lavoie, our operations manager and the host of Speak Out, when he was living in Bullhead, he was on that foundation board.
Oh, good.
For MCC.
Yeah.
And represented us well.
Very good.
With the board.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know who all from Bullhead City is on it now. Libby McCormick might still be on it.
I think you could be right.
Yeah.
I know that they have two people from each community or something.
Okay, yeah.
I know in Kingman we do because of we have the two supervisor districts. So there's one, you know, from each.
Right.
Yeah, one from District 1, one from District 4.
And you'll be happy to know that.
Or is that the regular college board and foundation can be from anywhere.
Right.
I
think the foundation's anywhere.
I think foundation can be from anywhere. Yeah, now that I'm talking it out loud, I believe I'm thinking of the actual college board.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Julie Baer that represents Bullhead City on that board.
Yeah.
She's a retired educator and principal and HR representative in the superintendent's office. I can think back when she retired, and I ran into her one day. I said, "What have you been doing?" She goes, "I just got back from Minnesota." I go, "Why?" She goes, "I was up there recruiting teachers."
And I go,
"Oh, okay. Well, that works."
Yeah. Yep, like getting those Midwestern people out
there,
especially after these long, cold winters.
Well, and this is one of those educators that just never left education, you know. Mm-hmm. She may not get paid anymore, but she's still linked into it.
And yeah, it's kind of one of those careers, I think.
Yeah.
When
you have that passion.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good mixer.
Yeah, it was a good mixer. We always hope for more people, you know, but had several new members there last night, and so we had each of them kind of tell their story, and a lot of good networking and stuff went on. So
fabulous.
Happy about that part, yeah.
Well, I'm happy that the new college dean in Bullhead City, Gary Cooper, will be joining our Kiwanis Club.
Ah.
Yeah, so he'll be with the Morning Kiwanis Club.
See.
I think he gets initiated Tuesday. Next
Our
Tuesday.
Rotary Club gets accused of, you know, swooping in and catching the people as soon as they get to town.
And that's the way some of us are in our club, you know, as soon as you find. But I had told Stacy when Carolyn left, I said, now she was in our Kiwanis Club and very committed to our community and out there a lot. You got big shoes to fill. And so, but Gary Cooper seems like he's going to jump right in, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Stacy's actually in our Rotary Club.
Right.
So. Yeah. I do believe he was in Kiwanis from when he was up north.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Great guy.
I know.
Just can't say enough good things
doing
about
some
him and
every that for the college.
College. Yeah. I mean, I know I work much closer with them now, but boy, I just can't.
When you work that close, it just opens your eyes to what he's doing.
To everything,
you know,
that is going on and the really listening to the community and what the real needs are and how can we grow and change and help and, you know, really fill that workforce need. And, yeah, it's
well, and I think he's well
incredible.
Connected with all three of the cities, you know, and the city managers and the people who can answer the questions about what's needed in their community for workforce.
Exactly. Yeah, and he is on the road all the time.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today while we're on that subject.
Okay.
I'll just bring it up. I have my fancy little flyer
here.
There
you go.
And I know we've talked about this in the past, and I'm sure you've had people on to talk about it, where we brought all of the different segments of workforce together. You know, we did healthcare, transportation, construction, hospitality, all of those. Brought in groups, talked to them about what their real needs are, you know, like not what we think you need, but what do you really need. And took that whole process and boiled it down to what each one needed, and really came out a lot across the board, basic customer service and skills you know, those basic skills. So they came up with this curriculum for Workforce Excellence Training Series. And so in Kingman, ours is getting ready to start. We've got the little flyer here. So, yeah, March 20th through June the 5th, we'll be doing Managing and Supervising Others for Success. And then on March 29th starts Managing and Resolving Conflict for Success at Work. March 29th, also Successful Organizational Leadership Skills. March 21st, we'll be starting Customer Service Excellence at Work. And then in May, we'll be Communicating for Success. And in May, again, is Team Performance for Success.
Yeah.
So those are all kind of level one trainings, and then they'll build on those. So pretty excited about that. That's been a lot of hands-on work, you know, everybody coming together to say this is what we really need and getting those trainings out there.
It's the best way to find out what people need and help them meet that need.
Right, yeah. And chamber members get a discount for the classes.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, so we're very excited about getting that off the ground.
Good. So now what events do you have coming up soon?
Our next biggest event is next Saturday night, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, is our Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we've That's got right. that coming up.
I've been talking about it on my community calendar.
Yeah. We've got Chef Dora coming in to do the shrimp boil and, you know, with the sausage and the potatoes and the corn and all of that. So the food will be absolutely fabulous. We have a band coming in, Chicago Bob and the Blues Squad.
Well, it sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah, so good music, good food. We're going to have some fun games. We've got a face painter, a magician, a couple of card readers, a voodoo lady, you know, so all of those kind of Mardi Gras type things.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun evening. It always is.
You're going to have stairs with women up on top? No?
None of that. No.
That's the best part of going to Mardi Gras.
Right?
All the guys are looking up, you know.
Yeah, well, we don't really have a building to do that.
You'll have to move.
Somebody in Kingman build me a building.
So you mentioned that you had some of your new members last night at the mixer. Who are they?
Yes. So I have got a list here, actually. I'll go through and talk about one of the new members, the Dolan Springs Community Council. They've joined, and they're part of that, our new tri-state coalition that we've gotten together. So that's actually a courtesy membership, but still good information sharing and all of that. So they're part of the team now. We have Ben's Discount Supply Company, and they actually, this is really interesting. He is pretty much sells everything to live off the grid.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't know that by the name of the business.
Right.
But, yeah, he sells, like, solar energy equipment, propane refrigerators, beer dispensers, kegerators, but it's all powered off the grid.
Wow.
So that's a
pretty... That's funny, because my wife, we're going to go on a raft trip down the Colorado, and I think it's April, May. She put the whole thing together. But for Christmas, she gave me all these things that I'm going to need on this trip. You know?
Yeah, so you might want to check him out. There may be some stuff
that
he's got.
And we just recently bought a solar pack that charges your cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Because we won't have any service, but we can want to take pictures, you know.
Right.
And so we'll have to keep that, you know, wear an Apple Watch, and I'm not taking an Apple Watch down there.
No.
But we will need to charge things, and so.
Yeah, I know my son went on that trip. Last year, yeah, my son and my cousin and my aunt and uncle. And, yeah, my aunt and uncle have actually been on it several times, and my dad went on it several years
ago. My dad did.
Fantastic trip.
I don't know, 30, 40 years ago my dad went on it, yeah.
That's on my bucket list for sure.
And he had to prepare himself to quit smoking by there. Tiny we went there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an incredible trip, so that'll be
I awesome. Hope so. We're excited about going.
Cool. And then we have, back to new members here, I'm going to say it's pronounced Bros Nutrition Bar. They do protein donuts, healthy beverages. She's an Herbalife distributor, so a lot of...
Protein donuts.
Protein donuts, yeah, so...
It sounds like it would weigh a pound.
Feel like you're eating a donut, but it's good for you. How about that?
Wow. I can talk to Eric at ProFit. He's got to start making some of those.
Some protein donuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't had an opportunity to try any of it yet, but I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, yeah. My stomach and bread don't get along real well, so oh. I haven't had a donut in a long time.
That might be perfect then.
So, yeah, maybe that's how I'll get my donuts back in my diet. I'm like, I need that.
Yeah. So where are they located?
They actually, I think it's an at-home cottage business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect.
So, but I do believe she's going to go into one of the little storefronts downtown.
Probably.
We've got several new little businesses downtown, and I think she is going into one of those.
The Bearded Baker's in one of those little
stores. He's in West of
he's
Third.
He's got like just a little counter there that where he puts his displays, but he puts a lot of it on Facebook, too.
Yeah, that's become a pretty popular little thing,
having
those. You know, three or four different people come together and have a storefront.
Well, and in your store, it offers a variety.
Right.
You know, and all of a sudden, you're an antique store, and now you've got, you know, food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later when we get to other new businesses.
Okay.
So, I have exciting news there. Well, I guess, actually, this kind of leads into it. Cane Wash Livestock is a new member, and they are a local ranch. You know, they prepare their own meats and all that kind of stuff, and that's going to be available also downtown in one of our new little markets that's going to be opening up. So you'll be able to get locally fed, locally grown,
fresh
beef.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be a great thing to have in downtown Kingman. I'm excited for that.
Good.
Another new member, HazCycle, and they are hazardous waste.
Oh.
So they're located out at the airport, and they take all kinds of different things. And he came in the other day. We had a really nice conversation. He wants to get pretty involved in the community and help out with, like, our day of
Recycles
caring.
Yeah,
getting a lot of information out. So I think once they get settled in, you're going to see a big presence with them out there.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Yep, so that's a cool thing.
Yeah, because right now in our community, we have the county that they do it twice a year.
Right.
And they bring in this 18-wheeler and all these guys running around in white suits, and you just drive through and say, it's in my trunk, and you pop your trunk. You don't even get out of your car. They take care of it, whatever it is. And
yeah, I think they do one in each of the major cities, because we have one up in Kingman, too.
Right.
And, like, once a year you can take refrigerators and microwaves
right.
and things like that. And then the other one you can just take, like, batteries
and oils and paint and
stuff. Yeah, so. But it's awesome that they offer that. You
they're
know,
they're needed.
It sure is.
Yeah. Okay, you got another new business?
I got several, so if we need to take a break, I can come back and talk about
more. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about more of the new businesses in Kingman. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. You can give us a call. We'll answer them for you.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's...
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
The Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill provide the perfect spacious dining for a business lunch, family dinner, date night, or just because you're hungry. Monday evenings is karaoke, outdoor barbecue coming late May. Added for lunch, the Ranch Club, Buffalo Chicken Club, and the Arizona Philly Cheesesteak. Ask about the 75-seat meeting conference room. Join us at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill overlooking the golf course. Call 928-754-1243.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
Saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which may explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. Tom and Leslie will share how heat pumps work and where they work best. On the next Money Pit, this Sunday, 10 a.m. till noon, Mountain Standard Time on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. Quality marbling granite or quality set in stone across from Target and Bullhead City is a proud sponsor of this week's Money Pit.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Hey, are you thinking about retiring this year? You heard him in here yesterday. Call Jack Mafara. Sit down with him. It doesn't cost you anything. Ask him questions about investments. Ask him questions about making more money with your money. Yeah, that's what he does. He specializes in retirement and estate planning, and he protects your principal investment. How cool is that? He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Many plans available. Call him up. It's free. 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Is it chilly for you today? Is your heating system in your home or your office going to continue to work for another 30, 45 days? Well, in Bullhead City and in Needles, California, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them come take care of your comfort tools, your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your heat pump, whatever it is you have. You know, they can do it all. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, yes. Get ready. Bring your friends and your family to Laughlin Ranch on Friday the 31st of March, because there's no 31st of February, for an evening outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. How cool. Get your tickets for the Eagles Tribute Band outdoors under the stars in the 31st of the month. Oh, it'll be nice. General admission is only $50. First come, first serve. And VIP service is $100, but they bring food and beverage right to you. Yeah, then they're going to have an after party. So check out tickets. Get tickets. Check it out at their website, LaughlinRanch.com. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Well, maybe you want $100 to go to Laughlin Ranch and see the Eagle. No. But if you want some serious money, you want to add on to a home or buy a new home or put a pool in, you need to know the name Mojave Mortgage and Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691. Give him a call. He's got a vault the size of the Pentagon underground full of money. So if you need some, you just go in, sit down, start filling out some paperwork, and you look up and he's gone. He goes down, gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and just hands it to you. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money, 928-288-2691. Hey, well, one quick reminder, tomorrow the Mojave County Sheriff's Office boating team is having a golf tournament in Lake Havasu City, 50-50 raffle and more. Call Dave Berg, 909-241-7162. Bang, bang, Maxwell. And we're back with back in the studio, and we're talking the Kingman Chamber, and you were going through your list of new members, which is a long list.
It is a long list. It's awesome. So we have the Kingman Raptors is the youth baseball team.
Oh.
So we've got, they have joined as members. And then also the Kingman Rebels is football team.
Okay.
So, yeah, that way we can help, you know, promote their
games and stuff.
Games,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So, yeah, I love having that kind of stuff. We just recently did a ribbon cutting for Heather Wellborn. She's a new attorney. Well, not new attorney. She's been an attorney for quite a while, but she's opening up an office in Kingman. She took over Carlene Lacey's office.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, she does criminal, family, estate, and bankruptcy law. So she will be...
She just moved to Kingman?
Well, I mean, she's been practicing there off and on. Yeah,
she just opened up a new office.
Yeah, just opening up the office there, taking over Carlene's practice and hired a few attorneys. Yeah, it was kind of like old home week for me when I was over there for the ribbon cutting because so many people that I used to work with in my former life at the legal defender's office.
Yeah. Excellent.
So that was kind of cool, seeing a bunch of my old buddies.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, nice to see more options in town, you know.
Yeah. Did you make them salute you because now you're the president and CEO of the chamber?
Absolutely
not.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Okay, well. Now I'm the president and CEO of the chamber, so you have
to. Oh, gosh,
yeah.
No.
All right.
Special Olympics, they have joined us as well. So that is another great, again, you know, we can help them out a lot.
Exactly.
Getting them in touch with resources and stuff like that. So, then Travel with Andy, personal vacation planner. So, going to have to find out more about that one.
Yeah.
Too. So, I could use a vacation planner. Actually, I could use a vacation.
And to have somebody else plan it for you.
And to have
better.
Somebody else do the work would be great. Yeah. So, and then Tri-State News has joined us.
Oh, good.
So, let's see. Oh, wait. But wait, I'm not done yet. I've got
more?
A second page.
We have more.
We've got more. Yes. So Wardex, it's Western Arizona Realtor Data Exchange.
Right.
So they have joined with us, and they have got a really cool website that you can go to and find all of the rentals and stuff in the area.
Yeah.
So, which is
they're in Bullhead too.
Yeah, great resource. That piece of it's a fairly new thing. They kind of compiled all of the rentals together because, yeah, there's such a rental shortage. It's just terrible.
I know there is.
But the lady came in and kind of showed me how to use that, and
so we can
get that information out to our different businesses and stuff because. That's a huge, housing is a huge
If you hire somebody
problem.
From out of town, you almost have to find them a place to stay before they can come interview.
Yeah. And that was happening, quite honestly, when I was still at Legal Defender's Office.
Yeah.
The last few years I was there, when we would hire attorneys, we just could not find them a place to live. It's just gotten worse.
Yeah. When I opened Harrah's, I was in HR as the training coordinator. We had a guy in the HR who was housing. And after they hired somebody, they sent him over to him, and he tried to find places for him. That was a full-time job for him then.
Yeah, it's just gotten worse through the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just not much out
Our
there.
Our elementary district in Bullhead is going to build their own homes.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome, but it's also kind of sad that you have to do that.
I know. But
so,
what you got to do?
Yeah.
Who else?
We also have the Arch Project Youth, it's a music, they're going to teach music classes and stuff to kids.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's a longtime musician. Boy, I am telling you, I'm struggling today.
Friday.
Yeah. So he played up in Vegas and stuff and has retired to Kingman. And he still plays a gig here and there, but he really wants to
get youth involved.
Get youth involved and teach them how to play different instruments and stuff. So that's a cool thing.
Okay.
Don Bischoff. Our jail commander, he has joined just as an individual member, but he's a really strong supporter of our business and government.
Yeah, you know, he's not the jail commander anymore.
Well, I know. He does the reentry program.
Yeah, he does the reentry program to get people back out into the communities
and
get them a job and a counselor and whatever else they need before they get out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as soon as I said it, I thought, that's not his title anymore.
I just saw him at a meeting last week, and we chatted, and actually, he's coming in here for the sheriff's office on the 27th.
All right. 27th. Well, you can tell him that you know that he's a chamber member.
That's right. I will. I'll bring it up. Hey, you. Join the chamber.
Delilah Rose. We just did a ribbon cutting there. That's a new little dress shop downtown. So another neat little place down there. The Girl Scouts. So we've got nonprofits everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. The Girl Scouts are coming. We actually have them come into our Rotary in a couple of weeks to sell cookies.
Club.
So, yeah, I thought that was a good idea.
Just what you all need in Rotary.
Right? Yeah. Cookies for breakfast.
Thin mints, yeah.
Those are my favorite.
I know.
We have J&T Freedom Enterprises. They do household chores, and they're like a personal servant. So they'll come out and do household type things like cleaning service and that type of stuff.
Good.
that Kingman First Southern Baptist Church has joined us.
Oh.
And I tell you, he's become a very active member very quickly. He's come to business and government and really gotten involved, and really enjoyed getting to know him.
Good. Exciting.
So, yeah. Mojave County Treasurer's Office.
Oh, all
so
right.
So Sue Ann has joined Sue Ann Mello.
Good.
And then Mojave Homes, which is a manufactured home sales out in Golden Valley. They have joined us, and also the Northern Arizona Fire District.
So good.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No wonder I'm tired.
That's right. You should be.
Looking at all of those.
Gosh.
So.
All right, let's take a break so you can relax and gain your composure. And this is a song that I love, because when I take a morning sunrise picture, I put this on Facebook and mention to everybody, here comes the sun, Bullhead City. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
No need for a drive-thru, no more cold cereal. More and more people are enjoying breakfast at ProFit Kitchen, serving fresh veggie omelets, avocado toast, freshly made granola, or a fiesta burrito. Only at ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Let Chef Eric and crew make your healthy breakfast when you order it. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. You can even order a week of breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Pick them up each day or all at one time. ProFit Kitchen's full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu on their website, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager. In honor of President's Day, Ford has announced 0% financing for 36 months on new Ford F-150s for the entire month. You heard it. 0% financing for 36 months on new F-150s. As you know, Bradley Ford is in the construction phase of our new showroom and service department. So excuse our dust, but that means great savings for you during our remodeling and expansion sale at Bradley Ford. See us in person or go to BradleyFord.com.
Bradley Ford!
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, reminding you, a drive-through free food distribution tomorrow morning, 1255 Marina Boulevard at the Bullhead City Hall, 8 o'clock. And Grace Heck is the one who you want to call if you have a question, 928-444-2896. You're better to text her. Then there's a Sweetheart Ball tomorrow evening in Bullhead City, put on at the Fiesta RV Bank Ballroom. That's 5 to 9, put on by Veterans in Motion. Call 760-831-6350 if you have questions. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. for an alarm system, for a pool, or for pest solutions, call one number. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. And let's see, what do we have coming up here that, this was tonight. Yeah, if you want to get involved in that, do it. Rotary Bingo, call Matt, 758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, you just heard the commercial. If you want to enter the world of healthcare, well, Legacy Rehab and Training would like to talk to you because they will train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant with the help of Mojave Community College. But you don't have to go to college. And when you get that certificate, you make more money. So if you want to start off in healthcare, write down the number, 763-1404. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, pick your windows, pick your door, if you want a porch, if you want a ramp. Or you can stop by and see the selection on hand at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave. Call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Hey, I hate to say it, Bacon Fest has come and gone. Yes, it's over, and now it's Butcher Block. Oh, man, and I was looking at the menu yesterday. So many good things. You need to go in and check it out. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner items on that menu, but today is Fish Friday, and that means all the fish you can eat at Perkins. All right, back in the studio, and we're talking with the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, and I wanted to tell you, I'll tell you even on the air because the listeners know it, because if they were listening the other day, Travis Lingenfelter was here the other day, and a lady called in and went on for 5 minutes talking about his dad, the doctor, and how his dad helped her deliver and sit by her for 17 hours. And then afterwards, of course, he and I talked, and it was his grandfather.
I was going to say that was his grandpa.
Yeah, but it was nice to hear the lady say that.
Right, yeah. So. Doc was a wonderful man.
Yeah.
He really missed.
Yep, okay, so. What else you got?
Okay, so we have got ribbon cuttings coming up.
Oh, okay.
Some exciting stuff. IHOP has joined. They've got new management.
All right.
So they've joined us. So on the 27th at 1 o'clock, they're going to have a ribbon cutting, and they're going to be announcing that they have free pancake day on the 28th.
Ooh.
So that is...
Wow.
That is going to be a big deal.
Free pancakes.
Yeah. So they're going to be busy.
There must be a limit. Because you can't eat a whole lot of pancakes.
I can barely make it through one, but yeah. I'm not real big on sweets in the morning.
Oh,
so.
But then you have sugar-free, see?
Yeah.
But then you got to have eggs and bacon or sausage or something else, ham to go with it.
Right. So, and then for me, very exciting ribbon cutting that's going to happen. My daughter actually is opening up a storefront in downtown Kingman. Yeah, called Creative Cottage.
Okay.
So on March the 4th, she will be opening up her new little shop. So the cane wash livestock that we talked about earlier, the store that they will be in with the fresh beef and all that is my daughter's store.
Does she live close to you?
So she does, yeah.
Well, great. You can call her and say, hey, bring home some beef.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe I could get her to cook it, too.
Yeah,
that'd
go over
be the
to aisle three and get me some ribs and bring them, drop them off on your way home.
So, yeah, there's several little vendors, another one of those, you know, with some different vendors that are all going to go in together.
Well, you've seen buildings before that have suites in them for, like, antiques.
Mm-hmm.
And different people have each little cubby hole or whatever.
Right.
And now it seems like in Kingman you can do it with anything, like food.
Uh-huh. Yes, so, there's going to be several different. She does some of the restored furniture, you know, repurposed type stuff, and individualized signage, and kinds of things that she does. She got her talent from her grandmother on her dad's side.
Oh, wow.
So, I give all the credit to Grandma Mavis.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who retired from Bullhead PD and was living in Prescott in one of the old homes, you know, up there on Senator Street. And in his basement, he would buy old furniture and refurbish it. Mm-hmm. And then he'd move it into his house, and when he got tired of it, he'd sell it on eBay.
Right.
And so it's very – profitable.
It is, to do that.
If you can, if you have the talent to be able to do it.
And it really does take a talent, and you have to use the right product so that it's
You got to know all that.
Yeah, you've got to know what you're doing. So anyway, they do a fantastic job of that.
And good.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one. That's my, my favorite ribbon cutting coming up there. And then on
that's March 4th?
March 4th, yeah. She's marching forth on a new adventure. Yeah. See? See how creative she is?
Yeah. Did she call you up with that and say, Mom, check this out. I'm going to march 4th on the 4th. Get your ribbon and get down here.
That's right. Yes, she did. And Creative Cottage is the name of it. So she's been on Etsy and everything. So she's already got a pretty good following. Anyway.
Good.
Moving on. March the 10th, we have the Katherine Heindreich Adult Center, their 50th anniversary, and they've been doing a lot of remodeling and updating and stuff, so they're going to have their grand reopening on the 10th at 5 o'clock.
Fabulous.
So I'm pretty excited to see that. They just are doing a fantastic job with that.
Good.
That whole, they've got dance classes and just fun stuff going on all the time for, and it's not the senior center anymore. They're really trying to get away from that and having it be the adult center.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you can come before you hit 65.
That's right. So we've got those things going on. Also next week we have Legislative Day coming up. So we've got a group going to head down on Wednesday afternoon. We will have dinner Wednesday night with some of the legislature and that.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the Capitol on Thursday morning, and we've got a whole host of different speakers. You know, Speaker of the House, the governor's going to be there. I'm sure Sonny and Leo and those guys, they usually always try to attend if they can. John Gillette. So we're hoping
to
get to see all of them.
And I'm guessing all three chambers go to that?
Yeah, this is actually the statewide chamber day at the Capitol.
Make sure Bo behaves himself.
I'll try. Yeah, we were all just this, when I was out of town earlier this week, we were all in Sacramento at the Western Arizona Chamber Conference.
Oh, okay.
So Lisa, Bo, and I were all up there for that for 3 days in Sacramento.
Yeah, Bo's still in the 101 classes.
Yeah.
he's progressed from the 99, now he's into the 101. You know,
And I are going through the academy together.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's fun.
So, we did that in Sacramento. I think in August we were up there for that, and then we had this one. Then the next one, I believe, is in Garden Grove.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be down there. So, awesome. It's kind of nice to do that together with, you know, people that we work locally with.
Well, especially since you're so close.
Yes. You know. Yeah, and we can share a lot of resources and things like that. And then, of course, we've got Lisa as a great mentor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we couldn't be any luckier.
I know. So, I think how long has she been with the Habitat Chamber?
I think it's been 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, between she started in Parker and then only for a couple of years and then went to Havasu. So, she's had a long, long career in chamber world.
Good.
So,
good deal.
So, yeah, we had a nice time up there, learned some new stuff. Sherry from the office got to go with me, so she got a dose of other chambers, you know, on how they run and some ideas on things that we can bring back with us.
Okay.
So those are always good.
When are all your meetings?
We have our business and government meeting is the first Thursday of every month at 7:30 a.m. And, in fact, our next speaker that's coming in is going to talk about the employee retention credit.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of an extension of those, you know, CARES Act funds and all of that. If you stayed in business and retained employees through COVID, they've got some kind of almost like the PPP money that they were giving out back then. But this
kind
is
of a reward.
A reward for having stayed in business.
Yeah.
So she's going to come and talk about how you can apply for those funds.
Okay, good.
So that's the next one. Our ambassadors meet the second Tuesday of every month at 5:30 at our office.
In the evening.
In the evening, So then what are our other meetings? Well, of course, our board meetings, executive board, and then the regular board.
Right.
We've started a new series called Business Bites.
Oh.
And we're doing that on the second Monday of every month at 11:30. So this just last week was the first one, and we had Chuck from AMR. He came in and talked all about the medical services and everything that they offered to the community. We had about 14 people show up for the first one. So
that's not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and then next month, Tom Durancio from Wave JTED is going to come in and talk about the partnership and everything that it takes to have the CTED, JTED classes and all of that. So that's next month.
Let's take another break. We're about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. And, again, Monday's a holiday, so I won't be here. Neither will Paul Lavoie from Speak Out. But we're back on Tuesday, and Paul's going to be talking about a men's retreat. And I'm going to have the Laughlin Chamber in here for a full hour. And we're going to definitely talk about the air show coming up April 1st.
You never give me your money.
Start the new year right by joining Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Roundup. Operation Roundup is a program for members who want to help other members in our community by donating to From the Heart with River Fund. When you sign up to participate, your electric bill is rounded up to the next whole dollar amount. Simply call our member service office at 928-763-1100. Once again, that's 928-763-1100. Stretch your pennies. Let them work for your neighbors and your community.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Bacon makes everything better. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announces Bacon Fest. You can always add smokehouse bacon to your cheeseburger, your BLT, and check out the maple bacon pancake platter with eggs the way you want them. Try the bacon spinach benedict or the bacon pepper jack omelet. Finally, the bacon and broccoli breakfast skittle. And breakfast is available from open to close, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery. Bring home the bacon from Perkins, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Saturday, February 25th is the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu. The Rise Up event is a day of brotherhood and fellowship. The event features business entrepreneur and inspirational speaker Travis Harden, award-winning sports commentator and journalist Chris Broussard, and others. Rise up and declare a new day in Christian fellowship and brotherhood. Register online at cmn.men or at abundantgracelhc.com for the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu, February 25th.
Saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which may explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. Tom and Leslie will share how heat pumps work and where they work best. On the next Money Pit, this Sunday, 10 a.m. till noon, Mountain Standard Time on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. Quality Marble and Granite, where quality is set in stone across from Target and Bullhead City, is a proud sponsor of this week's Money Pit.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, do you have one of those remote control cars? Do you know somebody who does? This is a cool thing going on. It's free, I believe. It's going on this Sunday in Bullhead City at Gary Keith Park. They just put in a whole nice new flat parking lot, and they're going to do drift, drag, and zoomers for the RC cars. If you grab your RC car and go down there, it's right at 95 and Marina in Bullhead City, 10 a.m., any questions, you call Harvey, 928-605-2066. Each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you, 2.0 is brought to you by, sometimes I forget that, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, they continue to provide 18 $200 grants for classrooms available for educators in the MEC territory. Now, You can use this $200 for materials, equipment, supplies, or any kind of special classroom projects. Get your submissions in for the grant by March 17th, which is coming up. Applications, got 30 days from today. Applications can be found at MojaveElectric.com or call MEC at 928-763-1100. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. He catered the meal last night for the meat bingo. Oh, it was so good. My wife loves them. Yeah. And just a great meal. And if you like a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, or healthy dinner, or catering, you need to check out ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. A lot of people order their meals there by the week. It's called Meal Prep Solution. You can order 5 lunches, and then he just makes them for you, and you pick them up, and you don't have to sit through a drive-through. Check out the entire menu and place your orders at ProFitKitchen.com. TWN Communications, 3 different services, 1 dependable connection, fiber internet, which I love, digital telephone, and TV streaming service from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today. You need to do this because there's over 13,000 connections out there, and some people don't know what's in their neighborhood. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and you can sign up, and then might start blinking going, hey, we're in your neighborhood. You can also call 888-227-2095, or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, back with Becky here, and you were talking about another exciting business coming.
We have another exciting business coming into downtown. Yeah, Grand Canyon Brewing Company.
Oh.
Yes, that is up, has been in Flagstaff and Williams, and I think they've got one other location besides
that. Did I hear
that.
They just bought Rickety Crickets?
They just bought Rickety Crickets, so they're going to be right across the street from us.
Wow. And someone told me recently, and you might know about this, that the city wants all those people who put those little areas in the parking stalls that built outside with seating. The city
yes.
wants them to take them down?
They will all have to be taken down for the downtown streetscape project. And that is the other topic I wanted to talk about. I knew there was one
all
more
right.
thing. Yes. Big deal with our city council right now is the money, those ARPA funds, had already been voted on to go to our downtown streetscape project where there's going to be bump outs and make it very ADA compliant, and they're narrowing the street and making more of a walking, there'll be a walking area that's wider and then like a median type thing on each side of the road.
So
some seating and some trees and things like that, but it'll all be, you know, desert landscape type stuff.
Cool.
And then narrow the street. And that'll go from 1st Street to 6th Street. And the Chamber Board and us have come out in support of that. The funds going towards that. A lot of people really want to see all the money go to the roads.
Right.
And it's really the $7 million is less than 1 year's maintenance fund. You know, we'll just fill some potholes and then we won't have anything. But if we put this in our downtown,
right.
great for livability, and we'll really, really kick us up another notch. And you know, we've got a lot of businesses that have put a lot of money in the theater. The Historic Vehicle Foundation is coming in down there now, and then all the other small businesses that are coming in. So
in the next year or so, the Kingman downtown area is going to be the hot spot.
It is going to be a hot spot. It's going to change a lot. We're hoping for that positive vote.
Good. Give us a phone number for the chamber.
928-753-6253. And if you want Mardi Gras kit tickets, call soon because we've only got a handful left.
There you go. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Becky's out of here. And we will see you on Tuesday.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.